standing by. All participants will have an open line for the duration of today's conference call. Please utilize your mute button when not speaking to minimize background noise. If you would like to mute your line and do not have a mute button, you may press star then six. Star then six again would unmute your line. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to go ahead and turn the call over to Ms. Stephanie Bagot. Ma'am, you may begin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's Jazz Open Mic session. The topic is SharePoint and Quicker integration with Jazz. First off, my name is Stephanie Bagot, and I work for IBM Rational as a technical support engineer for Rational Team Concert and Jazz. Today, our speakers will include Bernard Coyne, Dekel Cohen, and Yaakov Cohen. Bernard Coyne has worked in the software development field for 25-plus years. He has held a variety of roles, including Chief Technology Officer, Software Development Manager, Systems Analyst, and Developer. He has worked at IBM Rational for 10 years and is currently the Marketing Manager for IBM Rational Team Concert. Dekel Cohen is a MainSoft Product Manager responsible for developing document collaboration for Rational Jazz. He joined the MainSoft cross-platform development team in 2001. Dekel graduated with honors from Tel Aviv University and holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Computer Science and Business Management. Yaakov Cohen is President and CEO of MainSoft, a position he's held since 1999. Yaakov and the management team are responsible for developing interoperability software for Windows technologies and open systems. Over the past 4 years, the team has developed a SharePoint integration platform for Rational Jazz, Lotus Notes, Lotus SameTime, and WebSphere Portal. Today, our speakers will discuss MainSoft, SharePoint, and Quicker connections for Rational Team Concert, called Document Collaboration for Rational Jazz. They will be sharing their knowledge throughout the hour, but all lines are open, so please feel free to jump in and share your thoughts, questions, and ideas. And now I will introduce our first speaker, Bernard Coyne. Go ahead, Bernard.
Hey, thank you very much, Stephanie. Yes, Stephanie said, I'm the marketing manager for IBM Rational Team Concert, and today I'm with MainSoft, folks. MainSoft is a valued partner of IBM, and we've been working with them for the past year and a half. We've invited MainSoft to discuss their document collaboration for Rational Jazz product. And we here at IBM are very excited about this product, which adds document collaboration to software teams using Rational Team Concert by connecting that team with the business stakeholders who use Microsoft SharePoint or Lotus Quicker document libraries. And it's also important to note that we at IBM have a global software licensing and reseller agreement with MainSoft, which enables IBM to market and support this software for our customers. So it is now my pleasure to turn over this open mic session to Yaakov Cohen, the CEO of MainSoft.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Good morning. So we would like today to talk about document collaboration for Rational Jazz and how you guys can integrate Microsoft SharePoint or a Lotus Quicker into Rational Team Concert. I would like to start by asking you who is using today Rational Team Concert. You can just tell me we are all live on this line. Do we have people which are already using Rational Team Concert? Yes, no, maybe?
Yes. This is Mark Engebretz in IBM STG. We're an internal IBM organization deploying Team Concert to the Systems and Technology Group.
Okay. What about the customers outside IBM? Are you guys using, if you can tell me both Rational Team Concert, SharePoint, and Quicker, which one are you using?
Hello, this is Jessica Erickson. We are using RTC.
Okay, great. What about SharePoint or Quicker?
Nope. But we were looking into integrating same time.
Okay, great. Okay, so no SharePoint. Nobody is using both RTC and either SharePoint or Quicker, right? Okay. So we will introduce a product. I just wanted to know what level of knowledge you guys have in terms of SharePoint and Lotus Quicker. So just a little bit of background about MainSoft as we are trying to get web dialogues to work. Just to give you a little bit of background, this product is actually being marketed by IBM under Passport Advantage. So this is an IBM product. Although this product has been developed by Mainsoft, it has been licensed globally and to IBM, and it's being sold exclusively by IBM today. So it's under Passport Advantage, which means for customers that whatever discount you have available under Passport Advantage applies to this product like any other product in the IBM Rational team. Mainsoft has been dealing for many years with cross-platform issues and making Microsoft products and IBM products work well together. And that's what we are also doing for Rational Team Concert and Microsoft SharePoint, as well as you can also integrate with Lotus Quicker. This product is really integrating Microsoft SharePoint with Rational Team Concert, and it's a part of a broader line of products where we are integrating SharePoint with other IBM products. We are integrating SharePoint with Lotus Notes, so you can access SharePoint from the Lotus Notes client. We are also integrating SharePoint with WebSphere Portal, so you can access SharePoint document libraries within a WebSphere Portal environment. And today we'll talk about document collaboration for Rational Jazz, which is enabling the access of SharePoint document libraries within Rational Team Concert and in the context of working with Rational Team Concert. So let's take a look what's going on with the demo. We're still trying to get the... You don't see yet on your screen a demo. I will continue verbally. And please stop me if you have any questions. We hope to get you also a live demo so you can see the real product. So the first question is, why did we build an integration between team sites like SharePoint or Lotus Quicker with Jazz and Rational Team Concert? Today we are integrating with Rational Team Concert, but our plan is to integrate into multiple Jazz products and to have a consistent document collaboration strategy across the Jazz product line. So the design principles behind these products and the driver behind these products are first, the ability, with a Rational Team Concert, you get an open platform and you get the ability to plug existing infrastructure that you are already using. So if you are using ClearCase, you got a ClearCase connector. If you are using even competitor products, such as a product which are competing with Rational, you can still use these products within Rational Team Concert and within the Jazz platform. So for example, if you are using HP QA Center, you can use HP QA Center and get all the management of your bugs and your test suites within the HP QA Center product. Nevertheless, you can still manage and get all the advantage in terms of process, compliance, and methodology that Jazz delivers. You can get it from Rational Team Concert, which integrates with HP QA Center. So we took on this principle of openness and extensibility of the Jazz platform, which is built on Java and on the client side built on the Eclipse Rich client platform. And we are providing an integration with Microsoft SharePoint as well as with Lotus Quicker. So that's the first thing, is really tapping into the open platform of Jazz in order to give customers the ability to choose software according to their merit rather than according to which vendor they are coming to. So from a customer standpoint, you get the flexibility to pick and choose. If Jazz is the best software delivery platform, but you think SharePoint is a great document collaboration platform, so you can basically integrate both. The other thing which is really important here and that we hope we'll be able to demo you is that you are able to have business stakeholders participate in the IT development process. The development process is now a mainstream process, a mainstream business process within the enterprise. As I speak to CIOs, IT executive, or project manager, this is a theme which come every day. People are saying, you know, we want to deliver software in a way which makes sense for our different business units. If we are, for example, developing an e-commerce site, this e-commerce site has to be fully integrated with existing systems and with existing business processes within the enterprise. It can be the fulfillment system, it can be the accounting systems, but all these business processes need to be fully integrated. That's why in this product, the real emphasis is on enabling business stakeholders to participate in the software delivery process. And we'll drill down into which use case and which type of approval process and workflow you can really have integrated across IT and business stakeholders. The last motivation after this, the flexibility between vendors, the integration business between business and IT, the third point is the ability for developers to have documentation available at their fingertips within JAS. So you will see that we are able, for example, to see documents residing on a collaboration site. It can be Lotus Quicker, it can be Microsoft SharePoint, and developers are able to access this site without leaving Rational Team Concert. And this is really to enable them to be more productive, because we have seen that in today's environment, with the abundance of collaboration technology like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, social networks, instant messaging, people are losing context and developers are wasting time switching between applications, going to web browser windows, and the productivity is going down rather than going up. So having the ability to see SharePoint documents within the Eclipse client, within the Rational Team Concert user interface, and having these documents integrated with the JAS artifacts, the RTC artifacts, enables the developer to access documents which are relevant to the software delivery process without having to leave the Rational Team Concert user interface. So that's a really important point. So we will show you here this increase of productivity. The other thing which is important is this, we talked about the stakeholders are able to approve. For example, if a marketing manager needs to approve a user interface, the e-commerce site user interface, we will see how you can have a JAS process integrated with a SharePoint workflow. So really, by integrating the tools, because if you take a step back, you know that business stakeholders are not using JAS, they are not using other application lifecycle management tools, they are using Office, they are using SharePoint, they are using Lotus Notes or Lotus Quicker, and they are not using software delivery tools. So the question becomes, you got basically a bridge between the tool set. The business stakeholders are working on a different stack than the developer. So in order to integrate the business stakeholders in the software delivery process, you need to bridge across the tool sets. And by integrating SharePoint, which is a server component of Microsoft Office, you are basically integrating the Office user, the business stakeholders, within the software delivery process. So we will get through some use cases, then a marketing manager can now approve a detailed design of the new e-commerce site by staying on Office, approving it from the Office toolset without having to deal with JAS. And this way, our marketing manager can approve documents which are critical to the successful delivery of software. So that's the value proposition here is really about this integration between business and IT, which leads also to a better governance. Because in order to really have a true governance, you need to be able to have a governance which doesn't stop where the tool set stops. So with the openness of Rational Team Concert, the JAS processes and the workflows are being extended to systems like Microsoft SharePoint, and this enables a better end-to-end governance and having really the business stakeholder participate in this process. Any question at that stage before we try to get you on a live demo? Okay. So I will ask you, Dekel, are we good on the demo to go on? We're going to switch to go to meeting? We have, okay. Okay. So Jenna, please make Dekel the presenter. He will share his screen, make sure he can share his screen. I want to ask the audience to go to www.gotomeeting.com. It's simply gotomeeting.com. Once you are there, I will ask you to enter a meeting ID. Yes.
I need to step in for a moment and clarify. We have reconvened on the web on the same time unite. I see that everybody is in there, and we're just waiting for Dekel to join. At this point, nobody is on GoToMeeting. Dekel, are you able to register on Same Time Unite?
I'm just trying to log in right now.
Okay, we'll try a last time with Web Dialogues. We had a lot of issues with Web Dialogues. We apologize. If this doesn't work, we're going to try and ask you. In the meantime, you can I would suggest that the audience, in the meantime, so we can overcome these difficulties, if you can just go to www.gotomeeting.com, and in case the web meeting, we're going to give a last try to the web dialogues. In case this doesn't work, we're going to try another system, which should be pretty simple. It should take you a couple of minutes to switch. I will just give you the conference ID as needed.
Yes. Yes.
I will hang up on your cell phone now.
Tom, as well. As we are waiting, I will start talk about a use case and give you an idea about a use case before we get to the live demo. So let's take a use case, and I think this should be this is a use case I've been going for with customers, and this actually came from a specific customer using both Rational Team Concert and Microsoft SharePoint. So in this case, we are talking about a financial organization which made a decision to redesign their e-commerce offering. Large financial organization, very concerned about the software delivery process, compliance, methodology. They want to be agile, but they want to do it in a way which respects the process and methodology and which comply with the internal rules as well as the regulators' compliance requirements. So in this case, we have an e-commerce offering, we will call her Clara, which is being asked to define the business requirements. What the user interface, what type of services the e-commerce site and the banking site will be offering to end users. And she's writing a detailed document really describing with web designers working for her. She's describing how the web interface need to look like. So how she does that, she's using Microsoft Office, and she writes a detailed document with all the business requirements, including how the user interface should look like. This is being stored on SharePoint because she's collaborating with multiple contributors. They are doing check-in, check-out for SharePoint, regardless of RTC and the SharePoint integrator add-on. Now, once this is saved on SharePoint, she's sending a link to Kai, the e-commerce site manager, and Kai is really IT manager in charge of developing and maintaining the e-commerce site. So Kai is using RTC. That's the way he's managing any his software development, and Kai can now create a work item from Jazz to basically define a task to design the new e-commerce site. And what Kai will do, and I hope you will be able to see it, what Kai will do, I want to ask everybody, in order to see the demo, I think we don't have a choice. I will finish up the use case, but as Decker cannot get on web dialogues, I want to ask you guys, everybody wants to see a demo. Everybody went to gotomeeting.com? Yes, no, maybe?
Yes. Jekyll, what's the conference ID?
851.
No,
the conference. 725-322. This is a GoToMeeting conference ID. Again, you just go to www.gotomeeting.com and you enter the conference ID 851-725-322. Okay, and maybe Dekel now will share his screen and we can start with a demo. I will finish up as you guys connect, and you may need some time maybe to download the plugin, but it should be fairly quick. We already have a number of people already online. Okay. Okay, great. So I will let actually Dekel get going with the demo, and we will maybe plug in the use case as we get into the demo.
Could you please repeat the conference ID?
Sure. The conference ID is 851-725-322. Does everybody see the screen of Dekel? Yes, no, maybe?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. Dekel, please.
Okay, so document collaboration integrates into Rational Team Concert. Inside the Team Artifacts view, we've added under the project the new Documents node, which allows you to browse, navigate, and manipulate the document artifacts. So from here, you can right-click and add a new document site, for example, entering its URL here. You can browse your documents. This could be a user interface review documents, for example, process and methodology, or other legal-related documents like third-party licenses, which we'll be talking about in a minute. Now, as a project leader, you can associate SharePoint or Quicker site with the Jazz project. Sharing document libraries, so even a new team member can immediately join and start collaborating on the document libraries as soon as it joins the team. To keep track of changes, you can subscribe to a document library RSS feed simply by right-clicking it and hitting subscribe to feed. Now you can view it from the feed client of the Rational Team Concert here. Now, let's now go to the new view on the right-hand side here. There is the new document view, which you can think of as a SharePoint Explorer or a SharePoint browser. Now, to start browsing a document library, you can simply double-click here from the navigation. And this is now contacting a real, actually hosted SharePoint site. Now,
so just to make sure we all understand here, every time you are clicking on one of the document libraries under my personal site, so under my shared site, you will see the actual library on the document view, right?
Exactly. So from here, you can view documents, you can manipulate documents, for example, delete, check out, or view version history by using the context menu or the toolbar buttons. You can, for example, navigate back and forward in a web history, like in a web browser. You can navigate to different favorites, which you have placed earlier, for commonly accessed locations. You can also, of course, navigate from here. This is from another site, so you can actually connect to multiple SharePoint sites from within this client. Now, moving on to other operations, you can create new documents, for example, a new folder directly within Rational Team Concert.
So you are creating a SharePoint or a Lotus Quicker folder on within Rational Team Concert, and you don't need to leave Rational Team Concert.
Yes, exactly. This is actually created on the server, and is shared by everybody.
Let's do some upload. Let's see with how we upload from our desktop documents.
Yeah. Now we can browse to any location on the, for example, on the within our Windows Explorer, and simply drag and drop a document here to upload it directly to the SharePoint server. Now, after it's uploaded, you can of course manipulate it, create new versions. And if, for example, you can view the version history here, we have only a single version right now, but the versions pile in this list box.
I can see also the metadata, maybe take it.
Yeah. So at the bottom of the screen, you see another contributed new view. It's called the properties view. It's the Eclipse standard properties view. But the content is contributed by the Mainsoft product, which is the document properties.
So these are the SharePoint document properties of the Lotus Quicker document properties. We are basically asking the server and viewing them here in the RTC client, right?
Right. So here you see properties such as name and title, as well as the standard properties. But the nice thing about such a document server is that you can create your own custom metadata and arrange and classify all the materials according to your policies and needs. Now, for example, we can see here in this field, and you can also edit the different fields here as I demonstrate.
Yeah, so I think one value point we talked about, which I would like to summarize here, this is really the value of software developers being more productive, because now they can get access to server-hosted documents documents being hosted on SharePoint or Lotus Squeaker from Rational Jazz. They can even start an IM session. Here we don't have it installed, but if I take a look, you can see here that I have a modified by field, and I can even start and a same time. You know, you guys mentioned same time, so we have a same time integration here. So, for example, if I want to have a chat with the last modifier of this document, or, for example, the last person which checked out this document and forgot to check it back in, please check in back your document, I can do that directly from Rational Team Consult, and I don't need to switch to my instant messaging window. So I stay focused on my job as a developer, and I still communicate with outside people and participate in the document collaboration process within Rational Team Consult. So that's the first value point. Now, I suggest we go to work items and we see how we link documents to work items and then workflows.
Okay. So now this product integrates the Rational Team Consult work items resolution process with the SharePoint workflows. So let's take, for example, a typical scenario where you as a team leader want to add, to use a new open source Java library in your code, but as we know, there is a need to approve the open source license in the company's legal department. So let's take a look at, let's say open a new RTC task work item and say add Java library. Now, uploading this document, as we've just seen here, it's a GNU LGPL license. So let's say that this is the license of the new Java library, and the legal department has to review it and approve it. Now, by simply dragging and dropping the license within the links area of the work item, you can add it as a related document. Now, whenever the work item is resolved, the Jazz server connects to the SharePoint server to examine the workflow status of the document. So as we see here right now in the hover, the license approval is in progress.
Thanks.
Can you see the license approval in
there? Hold on.
License in progress in the yellow hover.
Any questions? Somebody asked something? Okay, let's move on.
Okay, so now when somebody tries to resolve the work item and hits the save button, what's happening is that the Jazz server connects to the SharePoint server, checks the related document's workflow status, and responds with an advisor problem, with an advisor error. The workflow of the related document is not complete. So it actually blocks the resolution, waiting for the company lawyer to approve the new open source license. So now switching to the company's lawyer environment here. You can see that the company lawyer, for example, can be working from Outlook or can be also working from the web browser. So let's try to examine the document library from the web browser. Assuming the taking the role of the company lawyer. Now, if you go to tasks, we see that he has a new task in his box, and we can also connect that to SharePoint by using this button. So now we have the task, the workflow task, directly from Outlook, if you prefer to work from Outlook rather than the web browser. Now, the company lawyer has a new task in his queue asking him to approve the license.
Now, Dekel, I have a question. What if I'm using Lotus Notes?
Okay, so Lotus Notes, you will be able to use either RSS feed or the email notification, which are, let's say, different options. That will allow you to work without the Outlook integration. Okay, now moving on to this. Sorry, let's open Firefox with many sites here. Okay, this is what we're looking for. Okay, so clicking on the link just pops out the browser with the form, with the approval form, where the company lawyer can type his comments and click approve. Now, the workflow of the open source document is approved. Switching back to the role of the team leader, when he now goes ahead and tries to resolve the work item again, he gets no error because, as you can see here, the workflow license approval is in state approved. Okay, just to mention that linking documents with a simple drag and drop to work items is a useful facility. Regardless of workflows, it's a much basic functionality of creating links between all your JAS artifacts within the RTC realm and then extending it to the enterprise and the SharePoint integration.
So really we have two type of usage of the products and two type of customers. We have customers which are really focused on productivity of the development team. This is mostly for a smaller RTC deployment where they are using SharePoint enterprise-wide or within the development team, and a lot of the product documentation is actually residing on SharePoint. So like design documents, QA spreadsheets, presentations are residing on SharePoint. And as you have seen here, you have a really easy way, one, to access these documents within the context of your rational team concert work, and second, to associate these documents to a specific work item. So if I'm a developer, like in this case, I'm working on a new Java component, I can link the license agreement of this document to my work item. If I go back to the use case we discussed before, I am designing an e-commerce site user interface. I will link as a leader of the project, I will lead the business requirements to the work item. As a designer, I will link my design document with the new user interface. I will link it to the work item. And basically, I have a way to link documents to specific work items. So that's the first usage, really to increase developer productivity by combining the documents with the software delivery process. The second level of usage, which is actually for larger customers and larger installation of RTC, typically people using standard or enterprise servers, they are actually interested in what Dekel showed us, this ability to approve a workflow by a business stakeholder which is not using a Rational Team Console or any other application lifecycle management. So in this case, Dekel showed us the legal approval. You can think about a marketing manager approving the user interface elements, and you cannot, the developer cannot complete the work item, cannot mark the work item as completed until the workflow has been completed also on SharePoint. So that's what we talked about, having workflow across different platforms, even platform coming from competing companies, in this case Microsoft and IBM. So that's where you get an ability to improve compliance, improve process, and improve methodology of the software delivery. What I want also to mention is that we are working with customers a lot of time to map specific business cases, specific compliance enforcement cases, and to come up with new workflow integration. So for example, we have one customer just ask us to add, they wanted really their developer to be forced to document a work item before they even start to work on the work item. So what we have been doing for this customer is to, when the work item is being started, initiated, created, we are actually triggering a workflow on SharePoint, and we are opening up a new document template according to the type of work item. It can be a design document template. It can be a QA document template. But this is a way, for example, to enforce compliance rules without adding a burden on the developers. You know, rather than punishing your developers and having point systems and having to force them through meetings and the traditional way, you are using technology to trigger a process and to implement a business process across different platforms. So you can think within your enterprise, if you have, this is really a platform to implement whatever workflow across a rational process, a JAS process, and a SharePoint workflow, we are working with customers to map between their business case and SharePoint and JAS processes. Any questions about that?
Marco Schiller, Ericsson. Actually, I have a question. If we talk about SharePoint processes and we talk about team concept processes, how do I propagate, for example, an RTC process to SharePoint? Because I assume the task should fulfill the same process independent of the environment. This is correct.
Yes. So the way we are doing that, maybe you can show, are you familiar with the JAS process? Let me take a look at the JAS process, and we'll show you where we are connecting, I think, where we are connecting. We are going to the team configuration, we are opening up the project area, we are going to the team configuration, and under operation behavior, we have added a new associate, we have added a new precondition to existing JAS processes. So every time, and there is a lot of flexibility here. You have you can define which work item will be impacted by this new precondition. And basically, what we have done, we have added a precondition to the completion of a JAS process, and this precondition is a SharePoint workflow.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for the question. This is a good one. You wanted to ask Dick?
Just adding to that, we see the workflow integration as a platform where we can add functionality and customize it according to customer needs. And this is only one example of the possibilities within this integration between the workflows of RTC and external systems.
Other questions? There's one more item we want to talk about, but please, before we get to it, we want to make sure we answer any questions which the audience may have. So the other thing we're happy to do today, we are pre-announcing a technology preview of the integration between Lotus Connection and Rational Team Concert. So as we are, this is a natural next step to integrate not only document collaboration with Rational Team Concert, but taking the open platform of Rational Team Concert and adding the integration of social networks within within Rational Team Concert. And this way, you will be able, for example, if you have Lotus Connection installed and you are using Rational Team Concert, in every name appearing, and here we're going to, maybe you can just trigger this demo button mute, you will be able, first you can go to our website because we're going to run out of time. You can go to our website, and here you see, for example, an installation of a Rational Team Concert, and you can see that now you have a social viewlet on the Jazz dashboard, which gives you access to all the artifacts available on the Lotus Connection. So you can search people. So you can first, you can, any name you will hover on the Rational Team Concert client, the Eclipse client, you will be able to get the business cards, which are the Lotus Connection profile of this person, will appear as you simply hover. You don't even need to click. As you simply hover on the person name, you will see the Lotus Connection profile. Ultimately, we will, in the final release, we will have the same thing for SharePoint social software. So you will be able to get either the Lotus Connection profile or the SharePoint profile. And we, maybe you want to tell us a little more about the viewlet decal as you are doing it and designing it with your team. You may be in a better position to describe it.
Okay, so here we see, let's follow this video for a second. Here we see a regular RTC work item where we have integrated a special button to share the work item to an activity. Here you see the profile hover. By the way, before that, the exact profile hover that Yaakov mentioned, which now, when you hover over a name in the RTC web UI, you can see the details, which means the profile details, the contact information, logs, wikis, and social bookmarking that this person has performed in Lotus Connection. You can also invite them to your network as a friend. And now moving on to other functionality, you see that here you see in the video a Lotus Connection activity, and this activity represents a scenario where a team consisting of both technical and business participants prepares to a software developer conference. Now, moving back to the RTC, let's say that the developer works on final touches to the user interface, and he would like to share a link to the work item to the Lotus Connection activity. It's like publishing his work so it's visible also to non-RTC, non-technical users who are connected to the activity and exposed in the enterprise social network. So now, as you see, there are two links, one from the work item to the activity, as you see here, and another one from the activity, this is the last one here, to the RTC work item. So this enables one-click sharing, no effort, to expose your work in the enterprise social network. What we see now here is the social viewlet where in the directly in the Jazz dashboard, where you can search for people. People search to locate experts and people who are responsible for different areas in the organization. You can also directly search by a tag, a name, or any other criteria, as you can see here. So now we're looking here for people who are both, you know, tagged iPhone and Lotus. So basically you are searching here for experts in different areas. Now you can see here that there is a new feature in Lotus Connection 2.5 called Status Update, where the demo here, let me show that again.
It's basically microblogging, Twitter-like microblogging from Lotus Connection.
Yes. Where the demo here just shared with the rest of the social network that he's working on recording a video. So posting the new status up. Done. So this is also one click.
So you have seen here how not only you can integrate enterprise document collaboration systems such as Microsoft SharePoint or Lotus Quicker within Rational Team Console, you can even take a social software like Lotus Connection, and later on you will have also Microsoft SharePoint My Site are also being integrated within the open platform of Jazz. So that gives you a complete solution to get enterprise collaboration integrated within the software delivery process. So rather than having the software process as a silo disconnected from the enterprise collaboration, you have a complete integration, and that's where Rational Team Concert really excel as an end-to-end application lifecycle management platform, which is ready for the enterprise, which integrates with your enterprise collaboration. And this is in sharp contrast with a lot of open source and low-end application lifecycle offering, which are lacking this integration.
Jacqueline, I'm just going to stop you right there. Jose, can you quickly do the survey question?
Certainly. One moment, please.
And you can see also you have links on your GoToMeeting console. You have links to learn more about the main soft document collaboration for Rational Jazz. And you can also visit our blog, LotusSharePoint.net, where you have the same demo that show you the Lotus Connection integration with Rational Jazz. Bella will shortly...
Jekyll, sorry, we have to interrupt. Can you please do the survey question, Jose?
I certainly am. Please, I will go ahead and go over the question and as well the responses for the polling question for today. The question is as follows. How useful did you find this open mic call? Star 1, very useful. Star 2, somewhat useful. Star 3, not useful. You may go ahead and start your voting now. Once again, the question, how useful did you find this open mic call? Star 1, very useful. Star 2, somewhat useful. Star 3, not useful. Thank you. That does conclude today's polling question.
Okay, and that concludes the session for today. I want to thank everyone for coming and thank Yaakov, Bernie, and Jekyll for speaking today. Was there anything you had to add, Jekyll?
Thank you very much, and our pleasure to be here with you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference call. You may go ahead and disconnect at this time.